5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
All engines running. Commit. Liftoff.
Good afternoon and welcome to SWAT Radio. I'm Brad Sykes here with my good buddy Doug McCary. Man, January 10th, we're midway through our first week of the year. And we celebrated yesterday 1 year.
1 year
by the way,
SWAT Radio.
By the way, did you go change our promo?
I did.
Intro?
Good. I did.
Okay.
It's so
we're no longer a new show.
It's no longer a new show. After a year, you can't say new anymore,
it
right?
It still feels new to
yeah,
me, doesn't it?
It does. We are excited to have another year going forward. Looking forward to 2018, which is really kind of, we've been talking about that passage in Ecclesiastes mm-hmm. this week on a time for everything. And if you're listening in your car or at home or on the app, however you're listening, we would encourage you to think about 2018 as you go forward and reflect on 17. And our goal has been at SWAT Radio to be an encouragement and the practical and relevant application of God's word to your daily life. That's what we do at the SWAT Bible studies. Mm-hmm. And we want to do that through SWAT Radio. And, you know, Brad, I was thinking about all the guests that we have had. We have had, you know, when we did a best of over the holidays, there were a lot of good guests that got left out. I didn't even realize guys like Ray Comfort out of California.
Oh, yeah.
Gary Rosberg
yes.
out of up in Iowa.
Bruce Wilkinson.
Yeah, Bruce Wilkinson. We didn't even play Bruce. Mm-hmm. A guy wrote Prayer of Jabez
yeah.
and The Dream Giver, and he did Walk Through the Bible and all this stuff. I mean, we had a lot of good guests last year.
You know who I really, in fact, just Costi Henn.
Costi, I listened
who
to him.
We played yeah. Over the holiday.
Costi was an incredible interview, but you know, Justin Peters was great.
Mm-hmm.
That one phrase that Justin Peters said, I've not forgotten that, you know, when people are, a lot of people say, well, the Bible's not enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, can you really say that you've plumbed the depths of every passage, every scripture? And, you know, I was reading today in Job. And I was reading as part of my reading, my daily reading that I'm doing this year. And I just read this phrase that you see over and over in the Psalms. And it's that fear of the Lord is wisdom.
Mm.
And understanding is running away from evil. I mean, it basically what it's saying is the fear of the Lord is the wisdom to have this reverential fear of God and understand that he's holy and he's giving us this life on earth to use as a stewardship.
Mm-hmm.
And then the understanding of that means that when evil comes, when Satan comes, you recognize it. And how do you recognize it? You're not going to recognize it if you don't know the word. You're not going
right.
to recognize it if you're not spending time with
that's
him.
That's why it's often referred to as a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
That when we look in the word, we should see a reflection of who we are. You know, Doug, somebody asked me the other day, how did SWAT Radio kind of get started? And you know, how did you get involved? And I said, you know, it's pretty simple. One of my passions is not just the teaching of the word, but the application of the word.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have great teaching all around the world. I mean, there's some great teaching, whether you're reading books or you're listening to sermons. I mean, you know, in the drop of a hat, we can pull up some of the best preachers of today. We can even pull up preachers of yesterday, you know, who are no longer with us. Martin Lloyd-Jones or Spurgeon.
Martin Lloyd-Jones is incredible.
You know, any of those kind of people. The real challenge we have is how do we walk this out as men? You know, you're talking about looking back at 2017, looking forward to 2018.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want? What do you want to see God do in your life?
Mm-hmm.
And if your diet, if your spiritual diet doesn't consist of the Word of God, you're not going to have a lot of fruit.
Well, you know,
you're going to have no fruit.
I was thinking about what you said the other day, and this is one reason I love just spending time together, even like this every day, is you know, I was thinking about what you did with Hannah, and I just thought about my own girls, and I thought, you know, one of the best little devotionals I've ever had impact me was A.W. Tozier's book, The Pursuit of God. And it was a devotional that was put together in a 31-day format, but I kind of stretched it out because literally you could take what Tozier is expositing about the word in this devotional, and he puts the verses at the beginning, and I was just moved by that. I said, I'm going to do that with my girls, you know, because it's been meaningful to me, and I'm just going to start sharing that with them. But it was a result of us talking about what you're doing, and that's what I hope people are listening, and they're going, you know what, I could do something like that. And just take little baby steps of building truth into your kids, discipling your kids. You can't guarantee how your kids are going to live their life, but what you can do is take responsibility for putting good things into them.
That's right.
You know,
that's right. We're stewards of those.
That's exactly right. And, you know, you're talking about practical application. Tomorrow we have a guest, R. Kent Hughes, who really he's the professor of practical application at Westminster Seminary up in Pennsylvania. And he was a senior pastor at College Church in Wheaton for years. I don't know, 30 or 40 years. He was an editor and contributor for the 50-volume Preaching the Word series. He's written one of the better men's discipleship book called Disciplines of a Godly Man. I've used that book many times with guys going through it. And I just think if you listen tomorrow, if you have chance, catch the program tomorrow because he's going to be here. And he has really, really got a lot of experience. And I think you'll be really encouraged to hear him. But, you know, talking about how we got started, actually, I was in the YMCA. And one of the people associated with this station was listening to me talk about SWOT, the Bible studies, and said, what do you think about putting that concept on the radio? And I said, well, I did a radio program for a while out in Texas, but it was short-lived. I enjoyed it, but I don't know about the time commitment. And then I kind of forgot about it. Well, this person kind of reached back out and texted me and said, what do you think about this? And I started talking to Lori and I was like, you know, I don't really know about this. What do you think? And, you know, we were kind of praying through it. And then I kind of said, okay, this might be a good way to share with people that can't come to a SWAT Bible study. Mm-hmm. Maybe the guys who come to SWAT who miss could kind of catch up with some of the stuff if we cover it the next week. And so I started having a desire to see maybe it take place. But then I started going, okay, God, what about the money to sponsor? You know, a lot of people may not know this. I've actually had people ask, do you get paid to do this? No, we don't get paid. We actually pay for the airtime to be on the station, and we're supported by listeners and people who sponsor the program. And anybody who wants to sponsor can go to SWATradio.com and click on the donate link and put, hey, we want to help sponsor SWAT Radio.
And we
but we don't, you know, people didn't know. They thought we got paid to do this, but we do this, you know, we just come up here because this is a part of our ministry, you and me. And
well, I remember you asking me to be a part of this, and my first thought was, no way.
Yeah. Well, we didn't know what we were doing. We just kind of
still don't.
We just started doing it. But, you know, again, you shared this yesterday, and, you know, Cody and I were talking after the program that, you know, sometimes when you've been doing the replays of the best of, you know, it takes a while for people to get back into the rhythm of listening or calling. And sometimes, like you said, people just listen, they don't want to call. But, you know, we would encourage you because the owner of the station listens to this program two or three times a week. He's in another state, but he listens to it two or three times a week. And we would love for him to hear how you've been encouraged. So if you've been encouraged by SWAT Radio in any way, we would love for you to call in and just let us know how it's encouraged you. Maybe through your personal discipleship, maybe more time in the Word, maybe just helping you apply the Word to your life. But, you know, today we would love to have those calls. Tomorrow we're going to have a guest, and Friday we're going to have a guest. This Friday we got Sean McDowell, who is Josh McDowell's son. He's a professor out at Biola in California, but he's helping his dad right now redo evidence that demands a verdict, or he may have already done redo that. That was a book I used a lot in Russia with people, but yeah, so Thursday and Friday, we're not probably going to take a lot of calls, but if you want to call in today and just share maybe something, or maybe your thoughts about one of your best programs from 2017, we'd love to have you call in, because Brad and I are just going to be talking today about kind of what's in the news, and then we're going to go back to a little bit of that Ecclesiastes and even the missions that we got on at the end of the program yesterday, talking about Acts 13. So,
call us 904-401-1413 if you want to join us. We'd love to hear from you. How was 2017? What do you have planned for 2018, Lord willing? If you're outside Jacksonville, you can call us at 1-844-777-SWAT. That's 1-844-777-7928. Yeah, so Doug, you know, when this person asked me, how'd you get involved? I said, you know, I think ultimately my heart beats because I want to see men grow spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
And not just grow in the knowledge. You know, I can know what's in something to eat, but if I don't put it in my mouth, I'm not going to grow. Yeah. And so ultimately, your passion's the same. It's really SWAT. It's spiritual warriors advancing truth, proclaiming Christ, and walking it out.
Yeah, and here's the thing. If you're not a witness for Jesus Christ, then you're a witness for the world. There is no middle ground. You can't. I mean, because people look at our lives and they see either people who are ruled by the world or people who are ruled by Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
One of the two.
You know, we're going to take a break here in just a second, since Kent Hughes is going to be our guest tomorrow. I was thinking about a quote of his. I found it. It's, which kind of goes along with what you're saying. He says, one thing is certain: nothing will set you apart from culture more than the exclusive claims of Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And it is here that we must intentionally set ourselves apart, because if we do not, we will have no message for the world.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And how do we set ourselves apart? One, we carry our cross. Deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow me. Mm-hmm. And we don't like doing that. We have a hard time with that, but you know what? That's not a popular message in this culture we live in. And so when we come back, I want to talk about that. It's interesting. The International Olympic Committee has a brand new campaign for this year. It's called Become the Light, which I thought was interesting. You know, the name of my ministry is His Light International. And they want to promote spreading the light, which is funny.
Of course,
to me.
We're not the light.
No, we aren't.
We simply reflect
the light. But their idea of light is things that we should be as Christians, but it's short of that. Wow. So when we come back, we'll
good.
Talk about
hey, join us today, SWAT Radio. You can send us an email at ask@swatradio.com if you don't have time to call in. If you do have time to call, 904-401-1413.
This program has the potential to reach millions of men each week. If you'd like to learn how you can support this unique program that is helping men understand the truth about Jesus through God's Word and how to impact their lives and the lives of others, then go to www.swatradio.com. Then click on the donate link to help SWAT Radio pass on the truth for the next generation.
We're so grateful for having people like Tom Neal Truck Company sponsoring SWAT Radio. Tom Neal Truck Company is located at 417 Edgewood Avenue South in Jacksonville, Florida. Tom Neal is a full-service franchise truck dealer for Freightliner, Western Star, Volvo, Isuzu, and Sprinter vans, offering new and used truck sales, service, parts and truck rental and leasing to the North Florida and South Georgia truck market. More information on Tom Neal Truck Company is located at www.tomneal.com. That's www.tomnehl.com.
SWAT Radio goes right to what you were saying, Doug.
Yeah.
Carry the Cross.
You know, that was the Katinas again. I love that group. You know, if you've never heard of the Katinas, they used to play a lot with Stephen Curtis Chapman, and they did a lot of the Men Across at Men at the Cross events. I love, they have a couple of albums or CDs. You can go, I think they even have a website, but it's Katinas, K-A-T-I-N-A-S. They're a Samoan group.
And they're
group.
Hawaiian, yeah.
Yeah, they're five guys. And I want to tell you that from spending time around these guys, they live what they sing. Mm. And you know that's hard. You know how rare that is a lot of times. You get people who are performers. These mm-hmm. guys live it. They led in worship, and they go around the world. They do missions. And if you don't have their music, it's great workout music.
Hey, maybe,
it's all upbeat.
You know, we're always interested in guests that, you know, potential guests. I'd love, you know, maybe it's a Stephen Curtis Chapman or a Michael W. Smith or one of those kind of guys who can talk about performance versus worship.
Maybe we could get one of the Katinas. James Katina is, I think, the leader of the group. I was thinking, even coming in today, I might reach out to him and just see if they would, you know, he would come on and talk about what they do, because they have such a heart. They, you know, they did a lot of those Men at the Cross events, and Joe wouldn't have brought them in if they didn't have a heart.
Well, I was just thinking about we're such a performance culture, you know.
Yeah.
And you see it in the church too.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm all, don't get me wrong, I'm all for good singing. But I'm okay if you're not that good,
yeah.
You know, talented, because I'm not that good.
Well, I love they're very upbeat. And so, like I said, it's great workout music. So
maybe I need to work out and then I'll start listening to music. Hey, we've got Les on the line. Les, are you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here. I turned the radio down because I've heard other people call in. You guys, I got to tell you, the guy asked what's your question or comment. I got a comment. You guys are the bomb. I just love listening to you. I'm 68 years old. It's not about me. It's about Christ. But I work at a golf course in the maintenance department. I listen to Eric Metaxas, and then you guys come on, and my hat is off completely to what you guys do.
Hey, well, Les, I am so glad that you called in, because we were starting to wonder if anybody listens.
hey, I got to throw this in. Yesterday, if you could say the name, if you can pronounce this dude's name, the quarterback for Alabama, I think he's got a job. Honestly, if Saban doesn't continue to play him, I don't think he's that bright. But anyway, I watched the tape version because I couldn't, you know, I get up at 4:30 in the morning. I couldn't stay on, you know, whatever. I couldn't watch it. But I used to work in the medical business years ago. So that word is not that hard if you're used to like 25 syllables.
Can you say it?
No.
I was going to say, if you say it, I'll send you the book, even if you say it today. Come on. Didn't you hear it?
I know. Yeah. No, I saw it. You know, I saw it, and, you know, I was watching it, and it's not that hard. You just got those kind of words. You got to break down syllables. But I have to say that, you know, I don't want to make this call about me. I'm a little bit dyslexic, so I think I'd probably say it backwards easier.
Well, listen, you know what? Well, Les, we have a great guest tomorrow, Kent Hughes. Do you have his book, Disciplines of a Godly Man?
No, I heard you guys saying about it, though. You know, I end up with more books than I can read, but yes, but I call myself an avid reader, and I read the Word of God. I'm halfway through a signed copy of Eric Metaxas' biography of Martin Luther, and I used to be an altar boy. I got saved in 1980. Jesus took alcoholism straight out of my life in 86. And I haven't had a drink since then.
I got that book for Christmas. Is it? Have you enjoyed reading it?
Oh yeah, it's. I'm like 200 pages into it. I'm almost halfway through. It's a tough read. I'll be honest with you, but some of the stuff is so crystal clear. It's got, you know, what I lived. You know, I went through kissing the Monsignor's ring, and see, my mother was French Canadian, so she was Catholic. My father was agnostic. Okay, but we went to Catholic church. Now listen to this. You won't believe this story. I was born in 49, premature, 2 months. I said, whatever. The doctor told my mother. I'm sorry, Gina, you got to take these birth control pills, or you might die, because she almost died then, and I almost died. And so she confessed that in the confessional, and the priest told her, he says, oh, if you continue to do that, we're going to excommunicate you from the Catholic Church. That's the definition of stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Wow. Well,
yeah,
that's just straight out legalism, isn't it? That's crazy. But hey, listen, you know what I want to do is I really appreciate your call, and I'm going to get Cody to get your address and your last name, and we are going to send you a copy of that book. And here's the good thing about that book. It just got updated, and it can be used. You don't have to read it straight through. Like, it's got chapters that deal with prayer, with other stuff. Yeah. And Kent Hughes is just a really good brother who has done a good job. So hang on. Let Cody get that from you. Thank you for being a listener, and thanks for calling in today.
Les, good to have you on. And are you at work, or are you heading home?
No, actually, I just pulled in my driveway, but I'm fine. I can't believe I still have some bars. This call didn't drop. It's really nice. But, you know, you guys, I really enjoy listening to you. You're doing a fine job. And, you know, once in a while you throw in, you know, this is not just for men exclusively, because everyone needs Jesus. And, you know, in that comment you said that if you're a witness for Christ, you're either a witness for Christ or a witness for the world. Those little sayings like that are so strong, right? because they communicate quickly so much good information. And you know, I try to stay surrendered and clear every morning. I do appreciate you guys. You know, you didn't need to send me that book, but I'll take it.
No, we're going to send it to you. Just give Cody your address, and thanks for calling.
Yep, and y'all have a blessed night. Thanks very much.
You do the same, Les. Thank you so much. By the way, cut those greens nice and close. I need all the help I can get. boy, that's encouraging.
What are you talking about, man? I've played with you before. You play good. I need the help. But anyway, you know, it's encouraging, you know, to just hear that it does encourage people, you know. And because you and I, we come up here, and our hope is to do that. And, you know, we both have a strong commitment to expositing, to teaching, and discipling. And, you know, I was thinking about, there was a guy who called in from North Carolina a couple months ago, and he's a truck driver. He was a driver, you know, and he's out on the road. And I actually had that thought today. There's lots of guys who have lots of time that they could listen to this. And so if you're listening and you know people that they're in the car a lot, or they travel a lot, those would be good people to maybe tell about SWAT Radio. Tell them, because our hope is to reach men all across the country with this.
Well, we know you have a choice as to what you're going to listen to. And I mean, I think we have choices all day. Yeah. And what, you know, you get in your car, you turn on the radio, what are you going to listen to? You know, I love country music. Yeah. I just openly confess, I like country music.
Okay.
Now, some of it's
I don't.
Some
so.
Of it's garbage.
But
I
see,
totally
we're,
agree.
We've got two different backgrounds
but,
here.
But you know what? It's interesting. I mean, I listen to far more teaching of the Word of God than I do country music.
Yeah.
And you have a choice. People who are listening right now have a choice as to what they're going to listen to. And we're grateful that Les is out there listening, and others are out there listening. And our purpose, our goal, I mean, is to equip men and, yes, women who are out there listening to take the gospel out. You know, there are people that are listening right now have a sphere that you and I don't have.
Mm-hmm.
God has sovereignly orchestrated the relationships that you have personally, whether it's with your family, your coworkers, your neighbors, that you and I, Doug, will never, you know, meet likely. So our hope is that what you hear here and in the study of God's word, you'll be, you'll reflect the light of Christ into those places in the world.
Well, you know, you you brought up an interesting point is that we look forward into 2018. If God brings conviction into your life about something, are you going to act on it? Or are you going to delay? And, you know, I was the reason I'm listening to the Katinas now when I worked out, I used to, but I heard this song. Actually, I heard it on a TV commercial. I really liked the song because I liked the beat. I liked the music. I liked the singer. And so, but I was listening to it the other day when I was working out, and I actually listened to the words.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all about pride and the pride of the person singing. I mean, it was a very arrogant. If you just took the words away from the music and put it out there, you would go, I will never say that to somebody. but when you put it with good music and it seems to flow and you're not paying attention, I thought, man, I'm just saying this over and over in my mind because this music, and it's a terrible message to tell myself. So I said, I'm not going to listen to that anymore. I'm going to listen to the Katinas and put positive spiritual truth into my mind instead of this message from the world. So as you're listening to things, whether it's what you're watching on TV or you're listening to music or whatever, assess, is this something that really is putting a message in me that it goes against what God would have me be?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something we need to constantly be evaluating.
Yeah, I agree.
Whether it's the some show we like, or whether it's some music we listen to. And again, we're in this thinking, you know, time, a parenthesis at birth, a parenthesis at death, and everything in between is that period of time that no one knows how long they have. And what are we going to do with that, you know, as we move forward?
Good, you know? Challenge. Great, yeah. Challenge.
At least for 18, you're going to listen. I'm going to have faith.
I'm going to be a,
and Cody's
going to
be, gonna
be
patient.
Exactly. So if it seems like I'm quiet, it's just because I'm just trying to listen. I'm just trying to listen. Hey, join us today. Call it. We'd love to hear from you, really. 904-401-1413, kind of like Les. Just call in. Tell us what you're learning, how you're growing. And if you're outside Jacksonville, it's 1-844-777-7928. Send us an email at ask@swatradio.com. If you haven't downloaded the app, Doug, I have to admit, the app is amazing. It is so great.
It's a really good app.
It'll give you little alerts that the show's coming on. Pretty cool stuff, you know. Our guys Dave and Gabe out there keeping us in line. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at SWAT Radio Talk, and we'll catch you after the break.
Light of the world, my heart is yours. I long to serve you as my Lord. I long to walk in your ways. I long to know you. You are a refuge for my soul, a river of life where healing flows, a giver of sight to the blind.
Welcome back to SWAT Radio. So, interesting.
You remember him? Do you remember who that is?
Yeah. Don't ask me his name, but let me tell you something funny. Cody, you'll get a kick out of this. And when we were in India together, Doug was playing this music every morning, I think. And the first morning I heard it, I went, Man, that's James Taylor. Because that's the guy, right? What's his name?
Cody, can you cue up another song? All right, this is funny. This is what Brad heard over there.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand.
That's him. He was doing a Jim. Cole.
And doesn't he go into, I forgot who I was.
Yeah, he goes, I forgot who I was for a second. Yeah, that's funny. His name's Jim Cole. He's out of Nashville. He is a great performer and a great heart for the Lord. He was awesome. We did a couple of outreach events together in Texas, and I've just kept his music. I've loved hearing it. It's just very, very chill.
It's
kind of chill music. It's like James Taylor.
Yeah.
But I love that song, Light of the World. That was his radio hit he had back a long time ago. And I just thought, it's interesting. Jesus said, you're a light. You are the light of the world. And in John, he says, I'm the light of the world. And that's actually how I got the name of the ministry, because one day I was thinking about, he says over here, I'm the light. And over here, he says, you are the light. And it's his light through us.
In you.
Which basically, when I started the name of the ministry, I was thinking I didn't want to be Doug McCary Ministries. I wanted it to have something about God. And so I came up with His Light International Ministries because it was his light in us. And if you take His Light International Ministries, what does that spell? Him. It's all about Him.
Very good.
And so the whole thing was that, we have a responsibility as believers to be a light. And I just thought it was interesting that the Olympic Committee this year has adopted that for that's their theme for the year, that you are the light of the world. I mean, that's kind of what they want. They want it, but the way they define light is a little different. They define it as respect and some
probably
other things.
Tolerance,
yeah.
Probably acceptance, and
yeah. I mean, they put a few things in there that are a little different. But anyway, I just thought it was interesting. Yeah, I was looking for their statement. Yeah, it says they aim to promote the Olympic values of excellence, friendship, and respect. And they want to bring sustainable solar powered lighting to refugee camps around the world. That's their theme, which is a good thing.
Good.
None of those things are bad, but the thing is, there's no greater light than his light. There's no greater light than the light of Christ. And he said on that passage where he said, you're the light, he says, listen, you don't light a lamp and put it under a basket, but you put it on a stand where it gives light. And so if you're listening to this and you're a believer, we want you for 2018 to be a light.
Well, Matthew 5:16 says, in the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. I love the Psalm 119:105. Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path. Kind of goes to what we're talking about, that the Word of God should drive us to walk out the Word.
Mm-hmm. It's the starting point. Listen, it's like I was sharing at that Bible study. When you think about when Luke starts off this part of the church that's taking the gospel out, the mission in Acts 13 of the Church of Antioch, he says, prophets and teachers. He starts off with the word. The word is the launch pad for missions. Mm. If you don't spend time in the word, you're not going to have a heart for missions. You're just not. Mm. You may have a heart for other cultures. You may have a heart. But the mission of the church is to make disciples and carry the gospel throughout the world, to spread the glory of God throughout the world, to spread his light. And, we all are a part of that. I remember this one singer years ago, and they probably got this, I think, from Billy Graham saying it. You're either a missionary or you're a mission. I mean, you're either a missionary or you are the mission. Mm. If you're not being a missionary, I mean, everywhere you go, it's not just going overseas to do it. It's in your neighborhood. It's at your YMCA. It's at the grocery store. Are you being a light? You know, when you see somebody who's hurting, do you walk right by them? Do you even notice people? Are you so into your smart device that you don't even notice the people around you that are crying out like the blind man who said, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me? I mean, I think sometimes we get so enamored. And now, Brad, you know, if you go to the YMCA, everybody has on earphones. Yeah. Even on airplanes, everybody has on earphones. No matter where you go, people are wearing the wireless buds now and everything. You can go throughout your whole day and never interact with anybody and be in your own little world. And you justify it by saying, well, I'm listening to spiritual music, or I'm listening to listen, that's good. But notice that Christ didn't bring you here just to grow in knowledge.
Well, it goes exactly to what we're talking about. And I mean, I'm challenged by that. I could put my earbuds on and keep them on all day.
Me too.
I love music, love teaching, love hearing the word. But what's the purpose of that? The purpose is that we'll be equipped so that we'll go out. It's not about coming in. I mean, I think so much of what we do, it's about church attendance, how often you're in the building. I think David Platt said, I'm not as concerned about how many we have here. It's how many we're sending out.
Well,
how many are on the go?
Well, listen, I was really convicted a few years ago by somebody did something to me and it bothered me. And I said, well, what would I do? Don't I do the same thing sometimes? I was at the YMCA and I was lifting weight and I needed a spot. And I saw this guy across. He was 5 feet away from me on a machine. And I said, hey, buddy, do you mind spotting me for just two sets real quick? I mean, doing just one and then in about, you know, 30 seconds, another. And he goes, no, I don't have time. And I'm like, you don't have a few seconds just to spot? No, I don't have time. I got to finish my workout. And I thought, okay. And then I just sat there and I did it. I've got somebody else to come do it. And I watched the guy and he was taking his time. It wasn't like he just didn't want to do it. And I think sometimes it's a lot easier to not have to deal with people, especially people that have problems or people that might be upset. But as believers, we are the light to those dark people who are walking in darkness. We carry the light inside of us if we're true believers. And he says, you didn't get lit to be under a basket. Mm-hmm. I lit you so that you could shine in the lives of the dark people, the people around. Now, does that mean you're never supposed to have time to yourself? No, you are. But it's just that we should be evaluating, because I find myself, like you were talking about, Brad, I'll be into a song or listening to a podcast or something, and somebody will want to talk to me, and I'll be like, oh, man, I want to finish listening to this. And I have to go, that's not right. So you have to stop, take the earpiece out, and say, you know, talk and say, okay, God, what do you want me to do in this situation? How do you want me to interact with this person? I just think we have to really be guarded, because the enemy does a lot of stuff. He is a master at bringing walls and fences between God's people and those in darkness.
I would say this year I was 2017 more convicted over this idea that the reality is that sinners do sinful things. Lost people do lost things.
Mm-hmm. Blind people do.
Yeah. Things. Why am I sitting back, you know, acting surprised or even not engaging with these people? That ought to be a clue. Hey, they need Christ.
Some of it is the way they scream. That's their screaming out.
Absolutely.
I use this illustration a lot when I was teaching on evangelism, is that if a blind person walked in here and tripped and hit you and it hurt you, but you noticed they were blind, would you really be upset with them? No, you would have compassion at the fact that they're blind. There is a lot of spiritually blind people in the world who hurt people. Because one, they've been hurt, and two, they don't know what they're doing. It's our task as the church to be a light, to illuminate. How do we do that? First, the word. Mm-hmm. We have to have the word in our life. Second, we have to have prayer. Prayer is the activating agent. And back in Acts 13, what did they do? They got together and they prayed, they fasted, and as they were praying, the Spirit moved them to commission Paul and Barnabas and send them away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it was after that that they went out there, and then they saw the power of God. And I want to.
Well, that just gave me chills. I'm just literally thinking about that. You know, we have so discounted the power of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, that guy's never going to come to Christ, or that girl's never going to come to Christ. Oh, my word.
Well, think about
it's not about you.
Well, think about who we were talking about. Paul killed Christians.
Exactly.
He killed. He was there when they killed Christians and was going to imprison Christians. If God can change his heart, he can change anyone's heart.
Yeah. And we don't need a famous person necessarily to proclaim the gospel or stand on a stage and say, I love Jesus.
Let your light shine. When we come back, I want to make an observation about that passage that I'd never really thought about till I taught on it the other day. It's in Acts 13.
Yeah, that you were teaching yesterday.
Yeah.
Join us today. Hey, we'd still love to hear from you at 904-401-1413. You're outside Jacksonville. We got a lot of listeners out in Texas and
Georgia
and Mississippi and
California, North Carolina.
Give us a call. 1-844-777-7928. Practical, relevant teaching from the Word of God. If you have an email or a question, you can email us at ask@swatradio.com. Check us out on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, SWAT Radio Talk.
If you'd like to contact SWAT Radio, the toll-free number is 1-844-777-7928. That's 844-777-7928 or 844-777-SWAT. You can also listen to this program through the WTRJ The Truth app from the App Store or over the Internet by accessing www.swatradio.com. We'll be back shortly for further discussion and to take your calls. SWAT Radio is underwritten in part by IPC Technologies. IPC Technologies offers IT and communication solutions. They offer help to organizations in selecting and implementing on-premises technologies, cloud-based solutions, and carrier services. IPC offers end-to-end solutions. Their suite of services includes engineering and implementation of services, virtual CTO services, monitoring and proactive maintenance, remote and on-site support and consulting, and staff augmentation. You may reach IPC at 804-622-7233 and online at www.ipctech.com.
Hey, welcome back to SWAT Ready. That's the first Peter Cetera, I think,
of 2018.
And, you still have it, Doug. You still got it.
Well, buddy. You know, I'm glad for Lori because Lori is not feeling well today. She had that surgery yesterday, and she's still not up to snuff. But you can say a prayer for her and pray that she will feel better soon. And I know she appreciated hearing Peter.
By the way, what are you drinking over there? It looks like you're drinking a better roses over there.
This is a lime refresher from Starbucks with strawberries in it.
Okay.
So it's like a lime strawberry.
Have you gotten off your peach tea? Or
yeah.
Just trying something new
for 2018? No, just trying something a little new, you know. But, here's the thing, Brad, about Acts 13. Remember the name of the guy that opposed? So you have this guy, Sergius Paulus, who was the governor. He was equivalent of the Pontius Pilate of Cyprus, okay, of that area. And he's on the island, and he has a guy who's named Bar-Jesus, son of salvation is what the guy's name means. Hmm. That guy is a magician. The word for his name is actually he's a magi, which, you know, is like the positive sense, it was like Daniel or somebody who's wise, but the negative connotation is a sorcerer. And this guy was like a sorcerer, and he came against Paul. He was basically denouncing whatever Paul said to keep Paulus from hearing Paul. Now, Paulus's name is Paul, which mm-hmm. is interesting. So you've got the apostle Paul sharing the gospel, and it says that Paul pronounced blindness on this guy. He didn't make him blind. God made the guy blind, but he pronounced blindness. Now, remember what happened to Paul on the road?
Mm-hmm. He was blinded.
He was blinded. And for 3 days, he was blind. But then, what did he do? He repented. And when he repented, God not only gave him the physical sight back, but he gave him spiritual sight to see. And that's the thing. Blindness was always kind of a metaphor for spiritual blindness, the mm-hmm. physical blindness. And but what was interesting was the statement in Acts 13 after that happened was what Luke said. He said that the proconsul, which was Paulus, the governor, believed when he saw what occurred, for he was astonished not at what happened at the miracle of the Lord, at the teaching of the Lord. Hmm. It was the teaching that Paul gave that astonished him. And you know what that teaching was? That was the gospel. Mm-hmm. It was that as an unbeliever who was sinful, that his sin could be atoned for. And it says he believed. That was his day of salvation, man.
Beautiful.
I mean, think about that. It was awesome. The proconsul believed. This governor of Cyprus believed because of the word that was taught to him. So, you know, you can't teach if you don't know. You got to spend time in the word.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, I think so many, if you ask people, you know, hey, when was the last time you shared? Oh, I haven't done it a long time. Why? I don't feel like I know enough. I go, well, get to know it.
Well, first of all, let's clarify that. If you are a believer, you know enough.
Absolutely.
Because all you're doing is telling people what you've experienced.
It's a witness. It's like going to court.
You're just a witness. Yeah. You tell what you see, what you've experienced with Jesus. So.
Hey, Ryan, are you still there, buddy?
Yes. My name's Brian, actually. But
I'm sorry, Brian.
Brian, how you doing, Brian? Welcome to SWAT Radio.
I'm doing great. I just wanted to congratulate y'all for a great first year.
Well, thank you. Can you believe we're still on?
Actually, I've got a confession to make. My job, I get off at 3 o'clock, so on the ride home, I catch about 30 minutes of your show usually. And the first day, I was expecting to hear Janet Mefford, who I really liked her show with her underground news and the news that you usually don't hear. And then I hear you guys. I'm like, oh, what happened to the other show? So I was a little disappointed the first day, but after that, I've been a tremendous fan, and I try to catch y'all every day that I can.
That's awesome. Well, you know, I don't know if you've had a chance to get the app. But if you get the app, every program from 2017 is on there, and you can listen to it on demand whenever you want. So
I'll try that.
And we've been, as you know, Brian, and first of all, thank you for listening. Thanks for not changing channels when Janet wasn't there, and you got a couple of knuckleheads like ourselves on there. But, what's cool about the app, too, Doug, I like, is that I can go back. We've been going through Matthew all last year, and we'll be back at it again here in another week.
Yeah, and you can go back to it's got it by theme of the week and each day, Brian. And here's another cool feature of the app is it's got a prayer link in there. Well, when you send that prayer link in, and when you put something in the prayer link there, it comes to Brad, and we know about it, mm-hmm. and we get to pray for the people. So. Thanks for being a listener and an encourager. And we just pray that in 2018, God would bless you and keep drawing you closer to himself, man.
Okay. Well, I'll pray the same for y'all. And I really like the format of, you know, usually you have this one person talking, you know, a pastor or a preacher, but with y'all's banter and working together, it's just really a great thing. So I just really love it, and I'll continue to be a listener.
Hey, listen, Brian, do you have Kent Hughes' book, Disciplines of a Godly Man?
No, sir.
Okay. Hey, I'm going to get Cody to get your address and your last name, and then I'm going to send you a copy of that. He's going to be our guest tomorrow, by the way. Hope you can catch that program. And I would love for you to listen. He is really, really – it's a great resource. A lot of stuff in there that's really good, but it's Disciplines of a Godly Man. I'm going to send you a copy, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
All right.
Brian, thank you for calling, man.
Yeah, here, Cody.
Hey, by the way, any of you listeners out there, Doug and I, you and I talk a lot about books that we're reading, and obviously – the Word of God is primary.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, and without
so we never want to promote a book over getting into the Word.
It never replaces
absolutely
the time
not.
Of the Word.
In fact, I believe a book, whether it's Kent Hughes or it's Piper or Francis Chan, Martin Lloyd Jones, those books really, for me, are they push me into the Word.
Yeah.
They don't replace the Word. They drive me to the Word.
Well, what I like about the kind of books that we talk about here is, one, they're not giving you all the answers. They're simply trying. It's like, you know what it'd be like? It's like sitting down with Kent Hughes at a Starbucks and talking to him about prayer, just hearing his perspective. He's a man who's faithfully walked with the Lord for a long time. And so... the way that book is set up is he has one section on dealing with moral purity, a section on prayer,
marriage.
I mean, there's just different things that he approaches from a biblical perspective, and he shares not only the practical aspects of it, but even things that he's gotten feedback on. He's updated it in light of the current stuff we struggle with pornography in our culture and other things.
Well, and I think, you said that. That's good. I mean, it's really one of the things that, and I appreciate Brian saying what he did. He likes you and I and the bantering that goes on. I hear that regularly. We'd love to hear from you just from, how can we improve? How could this be a better, how could SWAT Radio be even better? We want to be that way. Kent's the same way with these revisions.
Well, that's why he updated his book.
And McDowell updating certain books. By the way, I'm such a Kent Hughes fan. That book, I mean, I think about all the books that I've read. Disciplines of a Godly Man, one of my all-time favorites. I love this quote, and he's talking about prayer, because in that book, he deals a lot with prayer. He says, if I throw out a boat hook from the boat and catch hold of the shore and pull, do I pull the shore to me or do I pull myself to the shore? Prayer is not pulling God to my will, but the aligning of my will to the will of God.
That's exactly what I told those guys when we were talking about prayer being an activating agent. Mm-hmm. Prayer is not moving God.
Exactly.
We're moving ourselves along the will of God.
Coming up under his will.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty excited to have Kent on tomorrow.
Yeah.
I know, Doug, there are lots of guests that we've had that people may not be familiar with. And, hey, if you've got somebody out there you'd love for us to maybe have on, neither one of us are afraid to reach out. We've already reached out to a few folks just in the last week that we're hoping will come on. We're always talking about various things that are going around in our city. In fact, one of my favorite weeks of the year is the Jacksonville First Baptist Jacksonville's Pastors Conference, which is coming up. And, man, if you want to hear some good teaching, get yourself to that conference.
Yeah, Kent's going to be speaking there.
It's
and then
free
Sean
if
McDowell.
You want to go.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know any other place that puts that conference on like that.
Not for free.
That's not
necessarily free for pastors who are coming, who are spending the week here.
Yeah.
But if you just live in Jacksonville, you want to go hear somebody, Albert Moeller's going to be there. Man, you want to go hear him.
Yeah, there's going to be some good guys there. Well, hey, tomorrow, Kent Hughes, Friday, Sean McDowell and also Trey Brunson will be joining us Friday.
Trey.
And Trey is a is Mac Brunson's son, but he's also up at
he's up in Louisville.
Louisville going to seminary. Great guy, and looking forward. He actually puts on, I think, the pastor's conference, doesn't that?
He's pretty much
that's his project.
Pretty
right?
much coordinates
him
that.
And Cliff down there.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Well, great, man.
Another one in the books, Bradley.
Exactly. Hey, by the way, if you listen daily, we'd love to. You know, if you can't call in, send us an email, ask@swatradio.com, doug@swatradio.com, brad@swatradio.com. Either way, we'll get it, and we'd love to hear from you. Join us tomorrow, SWAT Radio.
If you missed a SWAT Radio broadcast this week and would like to hear any show in its entirety, then go to swatradio.com. Click on past shows where you can listen to the broadcast. Also, if you're looking for a band of brothers that gather around God's Word to be a part of, then go to SWATradio.com and email one of our hosts, and they can get you plugged in to one of the local SWAT Bible studies. Tune in next time to explore how SWAT Radio is strengthening spiritual warriors and spreading His truth.